fighting for America.
This country is long overdue for a discussion about the tragic intersection of an over-militarized law enforcement establishment with people of color.
Fighting for Idaho.
It is outrageous that some would use partisan political theatrics to rip away at the very fabric of our state's constitution.
Fighting for you.
I recently got married, and I've turned my wife, who's a rabid Boise State fan, into a Paul Feinbaum fan.
Well, I want to congratulate you, Kevin. I mean, you were Birmingham's most eligible bachelor 15 years ago, and I'm surprised it took this long in Idaho.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the morning on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
And living the dream with you each and every morning, at least 6 days a week, 580 KIDO. Kevin Miller with you here. Vacation, what's it good for? You know, that's funny. The congressional folks are out on the trail. By the way, Senator Crapo announcing that he is going to seek re-election. We'll talk a little bit about that and what it means for folks here in Idaho. I have to say that if the Republicans retake the Senate, and there you go again, Kevin Miller, talking about those politics, and we's don't care about the politics.
Go enjoy your beer and ride your ATV and watch sports. Will run the country.
Well, we like sports, and certainly we're proud of the Broncos and their last scrimmage and everything else, and we'll cheer them on against Ole Miss. But on the other hand here, at 580-5436, 580-KIDO, we've got to figure out a way to motivate folks. And here's the deal. If Senator Crapo gets reelected, even if he doesn't, and the Republicans take the Senate, it's going to be great for him. It's going to be great for Idaho because our prestige will go up. Because Harry Reid will be out, and Senator Crapo, while not being majority leader, he's going to get a committee, like he'll probably be chairman of the Finance Committee, which is a pretty big deal when we're talking about just the economy of scale. I mean, you know, I always love it, and there must be something going on here, because I see people driving around with the RVs, the boats. Heck, I saw, I think O from Eagle told me, Kevin, I saw three Lamborghinis in Idaho driving around. And I go, three Lamborghinis? Was it a Lamborghini or a Maserati? He goes, Kevin, they're all the same. That's big money moving into the state, moving into Idaho, which is good. Does the big money affect you? Have you felt the economic resurgence? I think that's the big question. And, you know, I guess we could call the last couple of years of the Obama presidency, gee, Mitt Romney was right. Mitt Romney was right about the 41%, probably up to 45%. Mitt Romney was right about the jobs, about Russia, about Iran, about the Syria, about Libya. Amazing. And you take a look at that and you go, wow. And I'm sure we'll see Mitt Romney on the trail for Governor Otter coming up as well, but let's get to a couple issues at hand at 580KIDO. This situation going on in Ferguson, Missouri. And I really like to pride ourselves that we're a local show, that we talk about local issues. And when you hear Doug Petcash today doing the news, he does a great job from our friends at Channel 7, you're going to hear news from Idaho. You're going to hear news from the Treasure Valley. And our news is pretty darn different from news across the country. We really don't have a lot of it. In fact, you take a look at the headlines, you got Crapo seeking a fifth term or fourth term, you got the tour de fat, you got a Georgia man, his body was found in the Yellowstone River, former Idaho GOP congressman dying. Apparently our SAT scores are down in writing. Not really can compare to what's going on in Ferguson, Missouri. And I was talking to a friend of mine the other day. And they said, well, Kevin, can't they see that this kid, if you see the video, can't you see this kid robbed a store? And shouldn't the people that are rioting, Kevin, shouldn't they know that the kid was committing a crime? And I said, well, sometimes people have an agenda. And it breaks my heart. Look, America's about the best place in the world where you can get a fair shake. Is America fair? No. Is life fair? No. But you see these folks coming in from other countries, and they love America. They're almost like converts to Christianity. In my church, the Catholic Church, the most fervent, the most diehard are the converts. because they chose to be Catholics. They chose to their faith, and they worship it. They love it. It's kind of like people coming to this country, and I'm not talking about the illegals that steal, but I'm talking about the people that come in, hire an immigration attorney, go through the crazy process, the Byzantine horrific process of becoming an American citizen. From what I understand, it's very demeaning. It's almost like being on parole. They do that. They open up a store. They work 7 days a week. Their kids are in there. Their kids go to our schools, which become their schools. And they're so successful, as you see in the Asian community, that you have colleges trying to make sure that they have too many folks that are Asian Americans, too many folks that are, you know, are achieving. What is that about? And on the other spectrum, you see the violence in Ferguson, Missouri, where people continue to blame one race over another, where people continue to blame their problems, their low achievement on anybody but themselves. And I'm thinking to myself, wow, how do you make society better by robbing, pillaging, beating people? You know, we could do a whole show where we would have people that have, because they happen to be white, got beat up by black people. Is that going to make our society better? No. And we could do a story about Eric Holder and how he's divisive. You don't want to wake up to that. And personally, I don't want to wake up and talk to it. But the issue here, it's not about anger. It's about, I guess, regret. And that we live in a society today where at 580-5436-580-KIDO, that Eric Holder has issued another autopsy of Michael Brown, which shows that he was shot in the front. Michael Brown is a big, large man, over 300 pounds, over 6 feet. If you see the videos, he's a monster. And look, just because they're published reports doesn't mean they're true, but eyewitness accounts have him laughing at the cops and coming at the cop. The cop defended himself, but now there are death threats. He should be prosecuted. Why? Because I suppose it's all about payback.
I'm not no drive-by activist. We'll be here until justice is achieved.
What did this guy ever accomplish? I mean, really, Tawana Brawley, the Duke Lacrosse case?
We're going to have an arms-up rally and march in D.C. to demand federal legislation around policing. We're going to the United States Capitol. We ain't got no great speech. We're just going to throw up our arms.
Yeah. I'm amazed by this. By the way, we're joined in studio by Alan L. Morton, attorney at law. I don't know how he got in, but apparently he looks nice. So much for our security here. Alan L. Morton, attorney at law. You don't need the headphones. You're good. Good morning.
Well, Ray gave me a key.
Ray gave you a key. I see. Well, good to have here. You know, don't be. You know, we're doing a radio show, so while you're goofing off over there, what can we do for you?
Well, I just came by to give you a gift today. We've had the start of Optimus Football this last weekend.
Wait a minute. Aren't you going to talk about what I've been talking about here? This is a serious topic.
This is more pertinent.
So wait a minute,
Kevin.
You're going to derail the whole thing, and this is what I get for coming to you?
Absolutely.
I see. So hold on, folks. Now, we've just built this up for 5 minutes. We're going to take a quick aside here. What do they call that, a sidebar?
A sidebar, right.
Okay, sidebar, Your Honor.
We had some interesting events that occurred over the weekend.
Oh, wait a minute. I wasn't done with the audience yet. Do you mind?
Well, give them the tease.
All right. Well, thank you. At 580KIDO, so your thoughts on this, and we're going to ask our friend Alan L. Morton, attorney at law, about this as well. The idea of, you know, what's the solution? Do you protest? Do you burn things down? Come on. All right. Joining us now, coincidentally, is Alan L. Morton, attorney at law, who has some good news for us.
Well, we do. This weekend, we started Optimus Football. We had what they call the annual jamboree at Boise State University on the blue turf, allowing the teams to participate in a little scrimmage. And
what did it mean to the kids to be on that blue turf?
It is fabulous. Yeah. You know, this is another young team that I'm able to coach, is an assistant coach. And the kids just love coming on the blue turf. But this year,
will you ever be a head coach?
No, I like being an assistant coach.
All right.
I like working with the kids. The head coach has other responsibilities in dealing with the parents as well. So I prefer teaching and coaching with the boys, and it's a real joy to do that. And then this year it's a premium because I also get to coach one of my grandsons who's just starting in tackle football.
Well, thank you for expounding on that. I'm glad we've got caught up in you and your life and everything else.
Well, I'm glad to do it.
Yes.
I'll tell you,
this
is what
we call compelling radio here.
I'll tell you, the shout out goes though to Coach Brian Harson and Marcel Yates. They did something marvelous. This year, which was unique to the boys, was they allowed the Boise State players to come and escort the players on and off the field and then engage in a little conversation. And
that hasn't been done before?
Well, it hasn't in the last 4 years that I've seen. It was a marvelous exchange for the boys to be able to talk with the players and see them and quite frankly, see how big these kids are. And in the hopes and dreams that these boys carry on being able to play on the blue, and I told them, in 10 years, you may be starting here.
Everybody has a wonderful dream.
But the finance...
Oh, my gosh, you're just ignoring me and going with your talking points.
Well,
here,
I'll tell you, the point that brings me here is I have gifts for you and your viewers.
Viewers, listeners. Objection, Your Honor.
There you go. Sustained. Boise Noon Optimist Youth Football and Cheer is in the midst of their fundraiser.
Right.
And their fundraiser basically is selling these Optimist value cards. And I've got 15 cards I brought over to give to you, and anybody you wish to hand these out to is my gift to you and your listeners.
I'm not going
to
hand them out. I'm going to use them myself.
There you go. I tell you, each card is valued of over $1,060 in basically gifts of freebies here from various restaurants and other vendors in the area. It's a great card. We're selling them for $5 a piece, but I'm giving you 15 of them free. And I'm sure your callers will come in and maybe for a free patronage.
These are the staff bonuses. What are you talking about?
Your annual Christmas gift.
Exactly. There we have it.
But it's a marvelous thing what Coaches Harson and Yates did, and something that we've been looking forward to all along to be able to develop that relationship with the boys, because this is what they aspire to. Obviously, not every child is going to have the experience being able to play high school or college football.
Sure.
But it's the hopes and the dreams that we teach, and teaching these
until they're
boys.
Until they're shattered, and then they become bitter. Yours truly over here, buddy.
What's interesting, every boy that I've had an opportunity to coach over the years, we inspire them. It's not just about teaching football. It's about teaching values.
Oh, my gosh, you're not getting derailed. You're just, we need to have you around here more.
Well, I tell you, we keep you guys on track.
I see. So are you coming to the Flapjack Feed, or are you busy on Thursday?
Actually, I got your invitation this morning, and I am planning on coming.
Well, you're going to make it because, we're going to have a bunch of folks from the Treasure Valley to the United Way fundraiser. But the highlight will be having you there.
Well, thank you very much. I plan on consuming as many sausages as I can. I'm going to keep up with you this time.
Now, I have a question for you here at 580KIDO. Were you surprised that the governor responded to your challenge? I couldn't believe it. I saw it. He got his big front loader out, and he and Miss Lawyer there. And then he goes, Al Morton, I respond to your challenge. And I go, wow, the power of Alan L. Morton, attorney at law.
Well, it's the power of KID 580 radio.
KIDO.
What'd I say?
You could just say Kevin Miller. You really don't have to say
anything
else.
Kevin Miller, there you go. It's your power that brought it about. But it's interesting. Did I expect a response? No, I didn't.
Right.
But I am pleasantly pleased. The governor is greatly committed to our state, and he's greatly committed to the people that live here. And I thought it showed a great human side to the governor of being able to respond to the challenge. We gave that challenge to some other politicians as well, and they've yet to respond.
Right.
But he came right out within the 24-hour period, him and his wife.
Right.
And they did, a very wonderful thing in responding to the challenge. I believe that they've donated to the cause, and they've challenged other people, including Lieutenant Governor Brad Little. To participate.
And Coach Harson, Alan L. Morton, attorney at law with us, Kevin Miller in the morning here at 580 KIDO. Now, what are you, a lib?
Am I a lib?
Yeah. What'd you define you? You seem like a lib.
You know, the...
A contrarian, a lib? What are you, a protagonist?
I think that's really an interesting question, Kevin.
Yeah.
There are some things that I'm liberal about, but some things I'm very conservative about,
you know, because
I think you are too.
Right, but if you were on the stand here, see, I'm trying to get your qualifications for the jury. So that's why I asked you that question.
Well, since I'm on the stand, I'd have to say under oath, objection, vague and ambiguous.
Vegan? The reason why I ask is, how do you see it? And you talk to a lot of people when you're not deposing people or flying out to such exotic locales as Akron, Ohio, or Huntsville, Alabama, or Nashville, Tennessee, or what have you, or Chicago. How do you see this gubernatorial race playing out? Because we really don't know where you stand, but you talk to a lot of these influential folks.
Well, it's an interesting race. There's no question about that. I think the governor, like we talk about the analogy of the falcon and the falconer, I think
right.
he's heard the voice. I mean, during the primary, there were a number of people that came forward and articulated a great objection to some of the policies that he's enacted. And of course, his opponent, AJ, has some interesting issues that they're bringing forward. How it's going to resolve, I don't know. That's going to be up to the electorate.
Wow. I see.
But it is an interesting issue, and I was gratified to see the governor and his first lady come forward in the response to the challenge. This was not an opportunity to express political philosophy. It was just a challenge to help some people, and it was within 24 hours he jumped on it.
Right. One thing I'll say about Governor Otter, and you know this better than I do, that, and look, I have, sometimes I'm in the good graces, most of the time I'm not with the governor. But when it comes to causes near and dear to the people of this state, you know, when we walked from Haley to Boise, Governor Otter was there, First Lady was there, or when we've done charitable things or anything that of that nature, when we're doing our program, Getting Idaho Back to Work, he's always been supportive. And I got to tell you, he, among any politician, local, state, or national, he just delivers. He doesn't let a personal difference get in the way of something good. That's been my experience with him.
Whether you agree or disagree with his policies, one can't say that the governor doesn't come across as a very caring and understanding person. I mean, he's very familiar with the human condition, and he tries to do what he can to help. There's a lot of people that say, well, he's a politician, and he's making a political move here, you know, looking at possible gains. I don't think so. I think this came from the heart. When you look at the video, this wasn't a politician, you know, trying to make favor with the voters. He participated in the challenge, as did his wife, trying to help the cause, you know. And this is a very wicked disease that people suffer. Thank God, I don't have any family members or close friends that have this disease. I do know people that have, and it's a devastating disease. And for him to participate in the challenge, I understand the ALS, you know, people have asked about, well, why the challenge? Why are we throwing ice on ourselves? But when you look at the amount of money that's been raised this year versus the preceding years,
right.
We have over $13 million that these people have gained, and I think that's a marvelous thing.
And you know how it started? It started with a guy who was stricken by ALS in Boston. He challenged, I guess he's friends with Julian Edelman of the Patriots, and challenged a lot of these folks to do it. And SportsCenter just did a big thing on him last night. It started with one guy who has ALS. Amazing. It truly, in the age of Ferguson and everything else, it shows you the power of an idea of the American spirit today.
Well, I agree with that totally. I believe that there's a, you know, we don't understand totally the ripple effect that each and every one of us have in the lives of others. And here's just one example of many where someone comes forward with an idea and it has an untold effect that ripples through our society and political framework. And this is one experience, whether you're a lib or whether you're conservative, we can all unite together
right.
and participate in arm in arm.
I'm still waiting for the answer from you, buddy.
Well, I thought I answered that. Objection asked and answered.
You know, I, I, I figured I would talk to you today, so I watched a Civil Action, one of the great movies of all time.
Well, that's also one of my favorite movies, one of my favorite actors. But basically the point that I say is that there are certain things that I am extremely conservative about. And there are some things that, you know, now that I'm not only a father of five, but a grandpa of seven, that I'm liberal about.
You're a lib.
When it comes to matters involving the financing of education, yeah, I am when it comes to that. But
there's
when it comes to other issues, I'm extremely conservative. But we need to do something with respect to our education. I have a son who's in his fourth year of medical school, catching you up on my thing.
Well, hold on. You know, we got to go to traffic. We're a little late for traffic here.
All right, let's do that.
Should we go to traffic and get an update about you and your family?
Absolutely.
Oh, boy. You know, Ferguson or Alan L. Morton, attorney at law, that's a tough choice on a Monday.
Well, you know, you take what you get on a Monday.
Let's get you to traffic now.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays at noon. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Ah! Oh! Ah! Now, there you have it, the sounds of your new best friend, Tea Party Bob, Alan L. Morton, attorney at law, with us. Kevin Miller in the morning. Alan L. Morton just stopped by. I think business has picked up. We usually just had Liberal Steve stop by unannounced, but you've come in.
That's funny. And I think we're changing Tea Party Bob's name to Ninja Bob. Ninja Tea Party Bob, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's good because, you know, just like the NBA changes jerseys, we need to change it for new merchandise opportunities.
Oh, I think that'd be a good thing for him. You know, Ninja Tea Party Bob.
Ninja Tea Party Bob. So... finally, we were just talking about both on and off the air, the idea of debt. And isn't it amazing to you that are fiscally responsible, you that are talking about your family having to go to school and incurring all this debt, that the government just kind of blows off debt? I mean, you know that the fiscal policy is unsustainable.
Well, I do agree with that. It's interesting. As I said, my success as a parent is that all of my five children have graduated from college, and not a one of them went to law school. So, I mean, that's a great thing. But I have a son who's in his fourth year of medical school, and he's accrued over $320,000 in debt. And that's when you ask me the question, what are you, liberal or conservative? My wife asks me that question frequently. What are you? And the thing is I'm very pro-education, you know, and I'm very concerned about our children growing up and then leaving the state for economic opportunity elsewhere. This is the wrestle that the governor and the legislature deals with, is what to do with education. And there's only so much funding that they can provide. I mean, we're not New York, we're not California, we're not Nevada.
We're fairly isolated, too.
Well, we are, but... You know, we need to be responsible in funding opportunities for our children so they feel comfortable in being able to stay. You know, and that's the problem, is how do we generate jobs, you know, in our local market to keep them here,
right,
instead of just the jobs for McDonald's and Burger King and Walmart. You know, I wrestle with these issues just like you and
right,
and every listener on the station. But it just seems to me wrong that someone has to incur that kind of debt for that kind of education to serve others.
Well, quickly, we've only got 30 seconds left, but what we're seeing is, whether it's medical school and to a lesser extent other places, it's just basically licensed indentured servitude because the jobs aren't there. And so you have this huge debt. How do you pay it back? Well, you don't. You have people that are closing in on retirement, still haven't paid their student loan debts back.
Well, yes, and I do feel for these kids that are in law school here in Boise at Concordia. Here they are. They've spent tens of thousands of dollars to go to school, and they're not even allowed by the Idaho State Bar to take the bar exam because of a decision made by the Idaho Supreme Court telling them that they can't take the bar because Concordia is not as of yet accredited.
Let me hit you with this real quick, and again, this will be the last one, 20 seconds. The ABA says they're coming in to take a look at that, and do you think that's progress? Any hope there that could change?
Well, obviously there's hope, and there's a lot of lobbying going on, but as to their decision, we don't know. You know, it may just be blowing us off. I understand the competing interest between the University of Idaho, which is the established clause, and of course the lawyers, those of us who practice, we have also an economic interest in having our club remain the club.
Right.
But at the same time, since the law school is here, it does serve the community, and these folks that have spent this money and studies just aren't given a shot to take the exam. I don't think that's really fundamentally Idaho values.
All right, Alan L. Morton, attorney at law. We appreciate it. Thank you.
You're very welcome, Kevin. Thanks for having me over.
Hannity, weekdays at 3. Now, back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
All right, our friend Alan L. Morton, attorney at law. Alan L. Morton, we appreciate it. Thank you for swinging in.
Hey, glad to be here, Kevin. Thanks for the opportunity.
We'll see you Thursday.
Absolutely.
All right, the Flapjack Feed, $5 for the United Way.
Absolutely. Great way to support the local community.
Well, we live to serve.
Absolutely.
All right, there we have it. Thank you, Alan L. Morton, attorney at law. Always looking for a good attorney. Call our friend Alan L. Morton, attorney at law.
Well, thank you, Kevin. If you ever need a great radio host, call Kevin Miller.
thank you. Let's go to Rachel Sutherland now of Fox News Radio with the very latest. Good morning, Rachel.
Good morning, Kevin.
Good to have you with us here. So a lot going on between us, the Iraqis, the president. I was watching one of the shows. Now, Rachel, did you get a chance to see any of the Sunday shows?
I did peruse them and certainly been kind of reading recaps of everything that went on. There, if you're mentioning some Democrats being critical of the president and his policy so far in Iraq, we had a few of those making the rounds on the Sunday shows.
Oh, no, Rachel. I was thinking of you in a professional way because I thought, well, if our friend Rachel Sutherland of Fox News Radio was actually listening and doing her work, which I'm sure she was, did you see the conversation between, I believe, Martha Raddatz, and this can tell you that I have no life, and Martha Raddatz and the military guy about a tweet where he said, okay, here's a such-and-such billion-dollar aircraft firing a $70,000 Hellfire missile, blowing up a $300,000 MRAP that we donated to the Iraqis that is now used by ISIS. That pretty much underlined the whole situation in Iraq.
You know, there is concern about these either weapons or equipment falling into the hands of ISIS. They're even online, this Islamist State folks, bragging about all the stuff they have. You ought to see the slick Twitter campaign they have, and they'll have pictures. Of course, we've seen some of the gruesome pictures. We'll talk about that now, I guess. But, yeah, the stuff that they have, whether if it's tanks or trucks or bombs, and, yeah, it makes you wonder exactly how are these weapons and equipment falling into their hands.
Well, you hang out in Washington. You know all the players, right?
I mean, I'm not sure how to answer that, but, yeah.
Well,
for
the sake of people listening, you know, I'm establishing your credibility and trying to have some of my own. Just say, oh, yeah, Kevin, yeah, you know.
oh, yeah, Kevin.
So, you know, sooner or later, I would think, just based on that tweet, that the tax expense of arming the Iraqis, training the Iraqis, defending the Iraqis. I mean, you talk about, you know, the equivalent of Enron stock. That seems to be our investment in the Iraqi military.
Right now, yes. And some would argue that we need to be investing in their military, that we were there and created such change in their country and then left. And some would say that maybe we wouldn't be in this situation had it not been for our involvement there. And so there are some, like you mentioned on the Sunday shows, who Congressman Engel was saying that the president needs to do more here, a Democrat out of New York. So he has people on the right and the left criticizing his foreign policy, especially when it comes to Iraq.
That's not a good place to be going into the midterms in your last 2 years, which historically have been known as the lame ducks.
That's right. And a lot of these folks running for re-election in the fall, these Democrats are trying to get a little daylight between themselves and the White House because of all these scandals. I mean, if it's not a scandal, it's a situation like what's going on in Iraq. You have unrest at home in Missouri. In fact, I'm here at the White House. The president going to be meeting with both the vice president today, going to get some updates from his national security advisors on the situation in Iraq. And then this afternoon, meeting with Attorney General Eric Holder to discuss what's going on in Missouri. This president is definitely busy. Took a break from his Martha's Vineyard vacation to come back here. He does leave again, though, tomorrow to go back on vacation.
Well, a little work, a little play. Jack's never a dull boy here. 580 KIDO, Rachel Sutherland with us from Fox News Radio. You know, we go back to Iraq, and from what I understand, Rachel, and again, you know the situation better than I do, that ISIS has control of two-thirds of the country. Apparently now, hold on, this is our new thing. That's our breaking news sounder. We have reclaimed the dam in Mosul, which is pretty good. But, I mean, here you have this ragtag group of jabronis that have, you know, taken over two-thirds of the country.
Yeah, Kevin, they are very scary people. And we just got this in, according to a senior U.S. defense official, telling Fox that this situation at the dam is not over yet. The U.S. airstrikes are still ongoing when it comes to the dam. And the Mosul Dam, very important because it supplies electricity. So you can just imagine if these Islamist militants got a control of that dam, what they could do. And the senior defense official saying, we knew this could be long, that the airstrikes are not over yet there at the dam.
Now, we're going to get you out on this one because I know you talk to a lot of people, Rachel, but I don't think you're ever going to hear this in the morning.
Ah! Oh!
Ah! What do you think of that?
Well, yeah, it sounds a little bit like my angry cat in the morning.
That's our friend Tea Party Bob getting a bucket of ice on him.
Oh, nice. Have you done the ice challenge?
Oh, yeah.
You have? Okay. Mm-hmm.
And
wow.
You?
No.
Oh, well. You might be in line for that.
I've been under the radar.
Well, maybe we should challenge you.
Had to bring it up.
Rachel Sutherland, we appreciate it. Thank you, ma'am.
Thanks, Kevin.
All right, Rachel Sutherland, Fox News Radio. Now, Alan L. Morton, attorney at law, who has been hanging out here, you're sitting there yelling at me to challenge her off the air?
Oh, absolutely. Challenge her.
It's not a good way to start your Monday with a bucket of ice over your head.
I can't think of a better way to start a Monday. Now, wake you up.
I see. Now, what's your thoughts on the Iraq situation?
In what regard?
Exactly. All right, let's get the traffic now. Robin in for Dave.
Glenn Beck, weekdays at 9. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
654, 59 degrees. Coming up, possibly Dave Pezzo. If not, we will keep going, and we'll talk to Jeff Manasso about the violence in Ferguson. You know, Alan L. Morton, attorney at law, is with us, and he does exist because I talk to him all the time on Facebook. He actually beats me to the Facebook tease. You and I were talking a little bit about race, and we talked about that as such a divisive loser issue. But when you have this violence going on in Ferguson, you have to talk about it, don't you? You have to take a look at it.
Well, I agree. It's not just the issue of race, though. I mean, you also have the element of crime.
Right.
Well, that's involved here. And there's, in this country, a rush to judgment, you know, based on the prejudices and biases and belief systems that we all have. We heard yesterday, on point, people, we were talking about Rick Perry and the
sure.
indictment. And without knowing any of the facts, there were people that were, you know, saying, well, he's a criminal, and there were some people that were saying, well, this is political, without knowing any facts pertaining to the issue at hand. And that's exactly what's going on in Ferguson. When you have rioting, when you have people being harmed and property being damaged, the government has to step in. There's no question about that, and has to take force. You know, they brought in the National Guard because of the extent of the violence. This isn't just a street gang that's walking through here creating havoc. You've got a lot of people with a very visceral, very emotional response to this fellow who was, you know, shot multiple times by a police officer. And because they were not able to explain the basis for the police officer's actions, people make assumptions, and then they go off based on that, and then they turn to the streets with their emotions and riot.
Right.
And so it's really going to be interesting as the facts do dribble out as to what really happened here. And I'm sitting waiting for that information.
Right, but back to the issue of race, and we've got about a minute and a half here. We take a look at, you know, race is always plays in other places, in other states I've worked. It doesn't play here in Idaho.
Well, I don't know how to respond to that.
Well, I think there aren't a lot of racial problems here, and we could talk about what happened in North Idaho, but you take a look at this area, and I've lived in 75 states, I've got to say it's one of the most racially tolerant in the world.
Well, I agree.
Accepting.
I agree, but then when you start listening to comments about immigration and about migrant labor, you know,
well, the illegals, that's a little different.
Well, I agree, but even with those people who are legal, the assumptions are, the profiling that goes on as well, whether or not they're documented or not, there are assumptions that people make. But
well, how do you get past that? Because you're right, that is not correct, that is not fair, but there are, you know, biases that we all have. Not that it's right.
What's interesting, you know, as a trial lawyer, you know, representing people that are victims of personal injury and workers' compensation, I face that every day, where I might have a U.S. citizen who is Hispanic, and in our discovery, which is interrogatories, the other attorneys are asking, you know, basically to prove their documentation that they're U.S. citizens. They never ask that of a white person.
But you never have people driving on the roads that aren't citizens.
Well, I understand that. But that's what I'm saying, is there are presumptions that people make based upon race. So,
shouldn't that be safe than sorry?
Should we be safe than sorry?
Okay, you got 10 seconds.
I don't know. Again, I don't know how to respond to that.
We'll have to do this when we have more time.
I think that's a good topic to talk about.
Well, if you think it's a good topic, all right. Alan L. Morton, attorney at law, 59 degrees in Meridian. Let's get you to work. 6:59, it is 59 in Mountain Home. KMLA in the morning. Coming up, Dave Pezzo, news about your money. We'll go in-depth concerning the violence in Ferguson with Jeff Manasso, Fox News Radio. A lot going on today. Stay with us, 580 KIDO. Serving Emmett.